Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376. We're seeing two different approaches to how the conversation is starting in dealing with new farm policy, replacing or improving on the 2014 farm law. Last week, the House Agriculture Committee in D.C. had a hearing where five different economists weighed in on what they see right now out in farm country and what they think might need to be happening in redoing some aspects of the 2014 federal farm safety net. Today, the Senate Agriculture Committee goes out into the countryside to do Kansas State University, the Manhattan, Kansas campus, where Senator Pat Roberts brings the committee out to his home state, and we'll let them hear from a variety of Kansas farmers, ranchers, and folks involved in the agricultural community. The second approach, the field hearing from the Senate Agriculture Committee, starts at 2 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. It will be available for viewing live on the Senate Agriculture Committee's website. One farm state senator who's always got an idea or two about where we are on farm policy is Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. He believes that this farm bill will be quite the challenge from a fiscal standpoint, adding that key programs like crop insurance and the ARC and PLC programs from Title I are more likely to be maintained rather than enhanced. Senator Grassley also asked about whether or not you should decide farm bill needs first, or decide on how many dollars the budget committees are willing to give the ag committees to work with.
The way the budget committee works, we don't deal with policy. We just figure the overall amount of money that you can spend in the area of agriculture and come out with that figure and leave it up to the agriculture committee to see how it works out for them. But the chairman and ranking members of the committee are going to have to convince the budget committee whatever figure fits into their so-called policy and argue for that figure, but they can't expect the budget committee to worry about the policy.
Senator Grassley sits on both the budget committee as well as the Senate Agriculture Committee. Regarding the Agriculture Committee, Senator Grassley predicts the committee will be holding a confirmation hearing within the next week or two for former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be the next USDA Ag Secretary. Grassley says that Mr. Perdue must still get his business affairs in order to avoid any conflicts if he's to be confirmed as Secretary of Agriculture. A couple of events from the calendar to mention to you: the Oklahoma Pork Congress happening all day tomorrow at the Embassy Suites in Norman, and the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference happening in Ardmore Convention Center. All day event tomorrow. We'll be emceeing that particular event. The emphasis there, beef sustainability. You've got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a bull? Well, then make plans to attend Blackjack Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 4th, featuring guests Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. Come bid on 85 Angus and Sim Angus bulls, ages ranging from 18 months to spring yearlings, all semen tested and fully guaranteed. Sale books mailed on request and online at www.mcsauction.com. The sale starts at noon on the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. For more information, call sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.